Greg Moralia had spent nearly 25 years in law enforcement in Northern California before he came out as a gay man in 2004. That experience led to his first book a few years later.
I looked around for stories about other law enforcement officers who also were able to come out and have successful careers. And the book that I was able to find was published in 1995, and it was full of stories of tragedy. Officers who had lost their jobs because of discrimination and officers who had suffered a great deal on the job. And so much has changed since 1995. My husband, Tony, said, "You should write your story because you had good success and you had good support and you should share it to inspire others."
But the Santa Rosa man knew he wasn't alone, so he reached out to find others with similar stories to tell.
So there was a lot of interest in the book and there was a lot of interest in sharing their stories. I think the most common response was, "Well, my story isn't all that exciting. Nothing really happened when I came out." And I said, "Well, that's exactly the story we want. We want to show examples of a lack of fireworks, a lack of prejudice, a lack of discrimination, and we want to show success."
Moralia's book, Coming Out From Behind the Badge, featured five such stories, including his, and found such a widely accepting audience that he soon followed it with a second volume featuring similar profiles of firefighters and paramedics. Now he's prepared an updated second edition of the first book, which is considerably expanded.
The book is twice the size, so it's 300 pages. The first book was around 150. There are many new stories. I'm really excited we have two stories from transgender officers who are out and successful in their departments. That's a new piece of the story.
And while this reflects progress in gaining acceptance within the historically conservative realm of law enforcement, Moralia says it has been slow coming.
Law enforcement is very slow to change. I've often said that society is about 15 to 20 years ahead of where law enforcement is. And you can look back into the 70s when women and minorities began to enter the ranks of law enforcement. That was 20 years behind where society was in terms of opportunities for women and other minority groups. And I think we're in the same place with LGBT folks.
Even though that change has been decidedly gradual, Moralia says it is now being accelerated through the training of new officers.
The California Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training has added content in the cultural diversity learning domain, specific requirements to talk about LGBT employees and the LGBT community.
And this, he says, is an encouraging indication of a widespread shift in attitudes and perceptions finally taking hold within his profession.
There's definitely been a shift. As more officers have come out and made themselves visible, the understanding about sexual orientation and gender identity within the ranks of law enforcement is expanding and growing. And along with the rest of the country, there is a growing ease and understanding of it. You know, homophobia, in my opinion, and opinion of UCLA's Williams Institute, is still a pervasive problem, both within law enforcement and their relationship with the LGBT community. So there's still a lot of work to do, but the glimmer of hope is that there is a shift that's taking place.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.